This is Gene Montrestelli, the editor of TappingQ&A.com, and today what we're doing is we're doing this week's tool. This is for the week of January 7th. Now, as always, the first thing I want you to do is I want you to go back to your goal list that you worked on. If you haven't had a chance to do it yet, just go to the Kickstarter area. You can click on the link on the right, listen to the goal audio, and spend some time writing your goals out. I want you every single Monday to take your goal list, read through it out loud, and tap along to it. So for this week's tool, this is something that we're going to do every single day, and it's not going to take you very long. The first thing you're going to do every single morning is you're going to go to EFTSetupPhraseGenerator.com, and below the link for this audio, you can see the link to that page. That page is going to give you 10 EFT setup phrases. I want you to take those 10 phrases, and I want you to read them out loud and tap through them all. Once you finish doing that, I want you to take three of those phrases, and I want you to write them down on a piece of paper or a note card and label it day one. Throughout the rest of the day, four more times, I want you to pull out the card, and I just want you to take those three phrases, the one that really resonated with you, because not all 10 will, and I want you to just tap on those three phrases. Now, you might read all three of them, alternating between point, or you might do a round on phrase one, a round on phrase two, or a round of tapping on phrase three. So we've now completed day one. Tomorrow, I want you to go back to EFTSetupPhraseGenerator.com. It's going to give you 10 new setup phrases. Now, what I'd like you to do is tap through all 10 of those in the exact same way. And on either a new note card or on the same piece of paper below, what I want you to do is I want you to write down the two, three, or four phrases from day two that really rang true to you. Now, throughout day two, what I want you to do is I want you to pull out your sheet of paper four times, and I want you to tap through some of the phrases. Now, you might tap through day one phrases, you might tap through day two phrases, or you might tap through all the phrases, whatever makes sense for you. Day three, repeat the process. So each day this week, we're adding more and more phrases to our list. Now, as the week goes on, it is possible one of those phrases are no longer going to ring true for you. If it doesn't land anymore, just cross it off your list. But what you're doing over the course of the week is slowly building this list of setup phrases that work for you. This will do a couple of things. One, it's going to put you into a position where you're not going to feel like you're getting bored with saying the exact same phrases over and over again, because a tapping script can get boring because we've heard the word so many times, they stop landing. So by approaching this from lots of directions, it's going to give us some space. The second thing it's going to do is it's just going to constantly keep reinforcing this sense of self-worth. And when we feel more worthy, when we feel more capable, every single action we take throughout the day is going to happen with more confidence. So it's really straightforward. Go to the website, tap on the 10, write down your three, tap throughout the day, repeat that all day, this every single day this week. If you have questions, you can always shoot me a note at gene@tappingqa.com, or just drop a little comment down in the comment section below. I always respond to the questions there, and I want to know how it's going for you this week. For Tapping Q&A and my EFT year, this is Gene Montrestelli. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.